Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. Tonight is Wednesday and we've got world-renowned psychic Rebecca Fisk returning to the show. We also have a full boatload of callers that have already called, and I'm going to try to pre-screen some more as well. Rebecca is doing her readings with you tonight. We're going to take as many calls as we can in the next 60 minutes. This is an hour program, and so we'll get as many calls as we can in during that time. I do want to remind everybody, tomorrow night on the Thursday show, we've got Nancy Mills calling in. She'll be our guest, and she's talking about the spirited woman and empowering women around the world. And then in the second half of the show, we've got Lester Green. You'll remember him. He has been a guest on the Friday Night Dance Party, but he's got a new book out about, it just happened to work with it, empowering people. So Lester Green from New York City will be on the show on Thursday show. And then Friday, a very special show. We've got Christian singer Mark Cave Jr. calling in from Arkansas, and we're going to be playing his album Living on Love in Hour One. And I encourage you to tune in. He's got a great voice. I've been playing his music all week. And for somebody who, again, Facebook's a wonderful thing. So for everybody who loves the power of Facebook, it totally works. But I've been friends with Mark for a couple of years, and I said, you know, why haven't we had you on the show yet? And he says, well, you know, I said, we're putting you on the show. So he's going to be on this Friday, and you are going to love his music. Hour two is always listener request. We're also broadcast live on the Chat and Spin Radio Network and Westar Radio Network in the UK, and want to send a big shout-out to Ian and Ron and Joan and Stuart and everybody involved in the programming over there as well. If you like what you hear tonight, make sure to follow the program. You can get an email text update 5 nights a week when we are live, and you can stay abreast of all of the shows so we can make sure that you are getting all the programming that you want. And without further ado, otherwise I'm going to be a commercial for the next hour, let's bring Rebecca on the show. Rebecca, thanks for coming back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks so much for asking me back, Garrett. I love doing a show with you, as you know, and I love giving the opportunity to talk to the listeners and answer their questions, so I'm really, really happy to be here tonight.
Well, it's always fun, and we always get it's like lined. Whenever we say, I don't have to say your full name, I just go, ruh, and then the people just start lining up because they are so enamored with you, and you do such a fantastic job. And for people who are going like, you know, I'm not going to call in because it's a psychic or whatever, you know, if you want to be a Doubting Thomas, that's great. I can tell you from personal experience, Rebecca has been like dead on so many times. I would say freaky, except it's kind of like very cool. It's more affirming than anything else. So I can tell you that I think that's, well, number one, that's why we had such a fun time doing the Garrett and Rebecca show a million years ago. But when we were doing your show on Saturday mornings, you know, people would say the same thing. They would call back, you know, week over week and say, what you told me was absolutely right. What you told me was absolutely right. So that's, you know, you have a gift and people love you for it. So do you want to do any words of wisdom or, you know, breathing exercises or anything like that with the listeners before we get started tonight?
You know, I usually love to do that, and Garrett, I know that you really like it when I do that as well, but in light of the fact that you said we've got so many callers waiting, I just want to make a couple of announcements about upcoming events, and then I'd like to get to the callers. And so for those of you who feel like you need a quick meditation, there's actually about a 2 or 3 minute meditation on the homepage of my website. So anytime you feel like you need to take a few deep breaths and just kind of de-stress, it's right there. And that's www.iamrebecca.com. And so, Garrett, yeah, I don't even know if you know the things that are going on, but
I don't, so tell me.
I am coming back to Southern California, and I will be there the first weekend in February, I believe. I'm trying to think here. Is that the 6th and the 7th or the 7th and the 8th? I have all my numbers jumbled in my mind at the moment. But I will be at Bogart's Coffee House that Sunday, the first weekend in February. And I'll be there from 3 to 5, and I am scheduling appointments currently for that Saturday and Sunday. So if you're interested in scheduling a private session, please send me an email through the website, or you can call me at 650-622-2220. So that's coming up. I will be at the East West Bookstore in Mountain View, Northern California, which is a huge privilege for me. And that will be occurring at the beginning of April. There will be more details about that forthcoming on the website as well. And I've got some classes coming up. The ones that I've got scheduled right now are sold out. Thank you, God. Thank you, clients. But I will be providing some more details about classes that are upcoming. I'm teaching some classes on relationships. I'm teaching some classes about how to do your goals and New Year's resolutions differently so that you can actually complete the goals and get them accomplished instead of being in the, you know, whatever that very high percentage of people is that don't ever really get to the finish line. So I've got some new techniques that are really, really effective, and I'd love to share them with you, and we'll be doing so in teleseminars and upcoming classes. So all of that information will be available on my website as I get the details firmed up. So that is it, Garrett. Thanks for letting me.
Well, we've got to get the commercials in.
Yeah.
and so, of course, so here's my shameless plug for Rebecca, and then we're going to start with Kathy in Southern California with her question. But if you are looking at the show page tonight, you can actually go in and click on the link to go buy Rebecca's book called The List on Amazon. And if you'd like to book a private reading with her, click on the little link there, and you can book it, and she can do Skype, telephone, in person, you know, pigeon carrier, pretty much anything. Rebecca's kind of awesome that way. So without further ado, let's take our first caller. Kathy in Southern California, you are now live with Rebecca, and welcome to the show.
Okay. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Kathy. How can I help you today?
I was recently discharged from the hospital with the pneumonia, and I just wanted to get your feedback on the rest of the year and how my health will be thereafter.
Okay. Okay, Kathy, and first of all, I just want to say, you know, for people who have not had pneumonia, and I have to say honestly, I have not had it. My twin brother had it when we were in high school, and he was very uncomfortable. It was a little scary, so I just want to say, let me just say, first of all, I'm very happy that you're out of the hospital. I'm happy that you're on the road to recovery, and I absolutely see that there's nothing with your lungs right now. So I just want to tell you that right off the bat. And that being said, I have to do my little disclaimer to all of the listeners. I have not studied medicine. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. All of the information that I give to you is through my intuition. So I will always say, here's what's coming up intuitively, but absolutely, you know, when in doubt, always go and get some professional help if you feel that you need it. So that being said, Kathy, the only thing that I get coming up for you regarding your health right now is possibly some edema in your legs, which would be some swelling. And that might be left over from having been in the hospital. So are you experiencing that swelling right now?
No.
Okay. Were you experiencing that when you were in the hospital?
No.
Okay.
No, it was I was coughing and I had a fever and it was in my lungs.
Okay. All right. So what I want to say to you is, you know, as you are feeling better, and as the doctor says that it's okay to exercise, what I want to suggest is walking. And I'm not saying that you have to go, you know, walk at 50 miles an hour. I'm saying, you know, go out and do some leisurely strolls around the block if you can. It's good for your circulation. It doesn't have to be aerobic, at least not for what I'm getting intuitively. It's really just the benefit of getting some relaxation, getting the body moving, and the circulation going. And what I get intuitively about why I'm seeing this extra fluid is that your lymph system, it probably is in need of a clearing, if you will. So, you know, drink the appropriate amount of water. If you're not drinking enough, make sure that you do. And and again, just doing some gentle exercising, but some walking is really what I get is what's going to help you. The only other thing that comes up, and this comes up very strongly, is don't try to do too much too soon, okay? Because you're not somebody who likes to stay down. I get that about you. And, but it's really, really important that you take your time. And if you feel tired, you stop and rest. Don't think, oh, I just want to do 5 more minutes, or I just want to finish this task, or whatever it is. If you go, wow, I'm tired, sit down. Sit down immediately. Don't push yourself. Because when we've had something like pneumonia, our body is still recovering long after we feel better. And so, you know, my impression is give yourself at least another 2 or 3 weeks to just kind of take it easy. It may be even up to 6 weeks, depending on what your doctor has advised you. But really let your body completely recover from this. You have a very strong immune system. but it still needs to recover from having dealt with all of this. So, you know, otherwise, you know, my impression is that you're in pretty good shape. The circulation thing, again, if you do some walking, that will really help. Let me just check in and see if I get anything else about all of this. You know, for you, my impression is that this started as a virus. So it was just one of those things where you happen to get the virus and it happened to become something more in your system.
Right.
But you're not somebody that I get, you don't get sick often. So this is kind of a fluke thing for you. So I want to say keep up the good work. If you are inclined to take supplements and there are things that the doctors recommended, you know, continue to do those things to keep yourself healthy. You've got a really good, strong constitution. So I kind of see this as like, God was telling me I need to rest, and now I can go about my life. But just make sure that you finish the resting process before you go back up to full speed ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask one more question?
You know what? I have to leave it up to Garrett.
Kathy, I would love to say yes, but we've got a ton of people tonight, so we're going to actually keep it just down to one. But if you want to send Rebecca a note and on her website, you know, she might be able to schedule a private session with you as a follow-up.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. Appreciate the call so much.
Thank you. Our
next caller is coming from Catherine, and Catherine has a legal question tonight.
Okay. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Catherine. How can I help you tonight?
My question, I'll try to give this the condensed version. My younger daughter is disabled.
I'm sorry, Catherine. I'm going to interrupt you. And this is for everybody. Sorry. I'd rather not know any of the details. What I'd like to know is the name of the person involved. And if I need more information, then I'll ask you. Okay. So what's the name of the person involved?
Emily.
Okay. Okay, so first of all, I want you to take a deep breath because I know that this is very, very stressful for you, and I know that there's grief involved with this and there's a lot of anxiety. And I really want to encourage you to try to do things for yourself so that you can sleep, because I get that you're not sleeping about this. Okay, so hang on just a second here. So let me just say that Emily is getting better from this situation. Okay, I know that there's still a lot of anxiety for her as well. But I feel like the worst of it is over for her. And for her, this whole situation is about her speaking up for herself, because she's not somebody who wants to do that. She's not somebody who's really done a lot of that in her life. And really what you're going to see come out of this for her is you're going to see a very empowered young lady come out of this situation. Okay, so let me ask about, because I know that there's something with court. I just want to make sure that I have that correct, that that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay. Is there a name of the other person involved? Do you have just the first name of the other person involved?
It's an organization. It's not a person.
Okay, that's okay. All right. Okay, so what I'm getting about the outcome of this is I am getting that it's not going to be exactly what Emily wants, but it's going to be, there will be some restitution, but there will be a compromise. So and I feel like ultimately Emily will feel satisfied about the outcome. So there will be some concessions on both sides, but it won't be everything she wants. She'll be a little bit disappointed at first, but ultimately there will be some ownership of responsibility on the part of the organization, and really that's what she wants. So it's ultimately this will end up being as much of a win-win as it can be for Emily. Okay, it's, you know, it may be a situation where she's not necessarily getting, like, a settlement that she would like to get, but there will be some concessions made for her that will definitely help her situation. Okay, and I apologize for being vague, but, again, I feel like she's going to feel empowered by the decision that's made here, even though it's not exactly what she wants. So it's like if she's asking for $500,000 and an apology.
No.
I'm just using this as an example, okay?
Okay.
But if she's asking for these things, they'll come back and maybe they'll do the apology and she'll get $100,000. But again, this is the energy of it. It's not literal. It's just the energy of it.
Okay.
Bless you. So
thank you.
It's she will feel okay about the outcome. That's the most important thing, is that she's going to be okay.
Will her Social Security be reinstated?
Well, apparently.
Okay.
You know, because like I said, you know, there's some concessions that are happening. It may be one of those things where it's reinstated, but maybe she doesn't get the back pay. But it's something that will help her, and it'll be okay for her moving forward. So this is something that will turn out okay for her. And again, I want to reiterate that part of this is about her learning to speak up for herself, that it's time for her to be able to do that. And, you know, she's a smart girl, and she doesn't know her own strength and power yet. And this situation, because she has to fight for it a little bit, is going to empower her in a way that she has never felt before. So it will ultimately have a really good outcome for her.
Okay.
Okay?
Good. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much for the call tonight.
Thanks, Catherine. Good luck to you.
And
then our next caller is coming from a first-time caller out of Alaska, and this is Corey. Corey, welcome to the show. You are live with Rebecca.
Thank you, Garrett. Thank you, Rebecca.
Hi, Corey. How are you?
I am hanging tough like a new kid on the block.
I'm glad to hear that. How can I help you tonight?
I'm just curious. I've been a chef for a number of years, and I started at the French Culinary Institute. And I'm curious about my profession, about possible entrepreneurship. And I don't want just a job, but I've developed food allergies, so I'm really limited to what I can handle and serve and just be around. And I have a few ideas, but I really don't know what to do because there's so many options, and I feel that
I'm just going to jump in here. Okay, so the first thing that I want to say is there are several things that are coming up for you. The first thing is you will be moving. It's not yet. I want to say it's probably about 3 years. My impression is you may start something where you are, but then you're going to be relocating. And it is something where you're either going to develop a product line of foods, or you'll be, you know, developing either a franchise or several different restaurants that are specializing in food sensitivities and preparing foods in a way that makes it possible for everyone to eat the dishes. Now, the other thing that I want to address is the food allergies that are coming up. I want to say that some of this is food sensitivity because of too much exposure, but part of this also has to do with an emotional issue for you around fear. And so what's happening is let's see if I can put this into words. It's not necessarily a fear of success, but there is a fear here about your worth and your value with what you do. And so it's almost as if energetically you've created an opportunity for yourself to do something really unique and special. And the way that you've created the opportunity is that if you have these food allergies, these food sensitivities, it makes it necessary for you to go in a different direction that's off the beaten path, that's not mainstream. It really pushes you to step into your leadership. And that's what this is about. My impression is that, you know, you're going to work with the food sensitivities because it pushes you in that new direction so that you create something that is completely new and different. But that you're going to find over time those sensitivities are actually going to go away.
I hope so. And you do have a spot on with the fear, and because I've been looking at a number of different things, number of different options, and with entrepreneurship, I've been toying with the idea of a children's cancer camp, something similar to Make-A-Wish Foundation, but here in Alaska, and I have no idea, and you are correct in saying questioning my value and worth and stuff like that. I mean, it's very spot on.
Well, thank you. I love the idea of the children's camp. I love that idea, but here's what I want to say to you. This is for everyone. everyone who is considering starting a business or being an entrepreneur, okay, know what your strengths are and know what your weaknesses are. The people who become incredibly successful are those who know what their weaknesses are, and they either go and they hire somebody who's really good at what they are weak at, or they go out and they educate themselves. And actually, a lot of them do both. They educate themselves so they understand what it is that they don't know, but they still hire an expert, okay? So if you want to do the camp, but do the part of it that you're passionate about, that you know about. And maybe it is the food aspect. Maybe you're just bringing in the really clean foods that are palatable and healing and nurturing for everyone, no matter what their state of health is. But you find somebody who knows how to run a nonprofit, or you find some, and you find another business partner who knows how to run a camp that has certain requirements of, you know, of accommodations and all of those things. So it's a wonderful idea. Go with it. And in the meantime, keep working with the food thing, because I get your passion for this. And I feel like whatever, you know, when you allow yourself and give yourself permission to step into who you are and do what you love, your life is going to change. It's like the stage is lit. The spotlight is waiting for you to step into it. Be willing to really show up for yourself in this life. Nobody is you, no one. There is no one who has your qualities, your experience, your wisdom, and what you have to offer is valuable. As soon as you are willing to own that, your life will change.
Excellent. Well, okay. Thank you so very much, Rebecca. That's very pleasing to the ears and very full of hope.
Well,
Corey, you're going to have to keep us updated here too. So give us a shout back or post on Facebook how you're doing. Okay.
Okay, I will do, and thank you so very much.
Thanks, Corey.
Yeah,
have a great
thank
night.
You, Corey.
Okay, let's get to our next call, and that is going to be coming from Sophia, and Sophia is calling about love.
Yes, hi, Rebecca. Nice to hear your voice again. I always love Garrett. Garrett has a great phone voice, doesn't he?
Your check's in the mail.
Very
yeah.
sexy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Thank you. Is it cashable?
Absolutely.
We'll send it a check.
So, I haven't had time to really turn my attention in this direction, but now I do. I'm ready. So I'm wondering, do you see a life partner coming in for me?
Okay. Well, let me tell you energetically where you are right now, okay? It's like you set the table for dinner, you're all dressed up,
yes.
You look wonderful, and you've got the two place settings, but you haven't actually invited anyone. So that's the energy. It's like, I'm ready. Okay, where are they? Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Here's what I want to suggest, okay? I'm a big advocate for list writing. So get clear, you know, spend a few minutes thinking about what the qualities are of that person that would be the right kind of companion for you, okay?
Yes, and I know.
It can be anything. Do stream of consciousness writing. I always say, you know, let yourself write for like 20 minutes. Anything and everything that comes up, don't edit it at all. Okay, and then after the 20 minutes or so are up, then go back, and anything that you've written is a negative statement, turn it to a positive statement, okay? So if you've written, I want someone who doesn't smoke, change it to, he is a non-smoker. Put it in the present and change it into all of the things that this person is. The reason is because the universe doesn't see do or don't or doesn't or does in front of the word. It just takes the energy of the word. And you don't want a smoker. You want a non-smoker. Okay, so you go through and you change everything to a positive statement, and after you change everything into a positive statement, go back and read the list. And at the end of it, it should feel like, wow, I can't wait to meet this person. If it doesn't feel that way, ask yourself, what do I need to add to this list to make it feel that way? Okay, then when it feels that way, put it away. Get it back out in about 2 or 3 weeks and look at it. And again, it should give you that feeling of excitement and anticipation, like you can't wait for it to happen. And if it doesn't feel that way, again, ask yourself, what do you need to add to that list? Okay? When you feel that list is complete, put it away and forget about it. Okay? And then start doing things that you can start this now, actually. You don't have to wait. Start doing the things that you love to do in your own life.
Yes.
Be in love with your life. Because what happens is it changes your vibration.
Absolutely.
People are attracted to the frequency of being in love. So if you are in love with your life, you are in that in love frequency. It doesn't matter if you have a partner or not. If you genuinely love your life and you're passionate about it, people are going to start showing up around you because they want to be in that frequency as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I completely agree with everything you said. Absolutely.
Okay. So if you want to take classes, you know, if you like cooking, if you like wine tasting, if you like hiking, you know, whatever it is, go take some classes or join some clubs. Go do the things that you love to do. Because when you start doing the things that you love to do, you're going to meet people who love to do the same things you love to do. And that's more than half the battle.
I'm in three Francophile groups, different locations in the Bay Area, because those kind of people are interesting to me. I just came out of school, to be honest with you. When I was in school, I had no time, really, between my assignments and, you know, keeping an A average. I really didn't really have time to be focused on that. I really didn't. And
right.
I was kind of an older student going to school, so that, you know, was a little bit different in that kind of sense. But I completely agree with you, and that's what I can do this year because the time is available. So it's that season, and that's everything you said I totally agree with. I've been interested in photography and languages, people who travel, people from different cultures, and those are the kind of places I would take myself to, yes.
Well, that's wonderful. So, and also just for everybody to differentiate, if you're interested in being a doctor and you're studying medicine, you're not going to have time for a social life. So I love that you had an intention to finish your studying and to keep an A average. I love that intention. It's beautiful because that means you're willing to invest time and energy in your own well-being. And that's very
exactly.
necessary to be healthy in a relationship. So now is the time for you to go and take the classes about things that you're interested in that are fun. And
yes.
the more that you do that and the more that you're enjoying yourself, you're going to have people showing up, trust me. And, you know, my impression is probably March or April. If you start doing those things, it's going to be fairly quick. And I don't feel like romance will blossom in March or April, but I do feel like you'll start to meet some people who are like-minded and that one of those people may ultimately, you know, start as a friend and then may ultimately become a partner for you. So, and I'm hearing
yeah.
that will probably be more like August, that something shifts in that friendship.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, go out and have some
yeah,
fun
I believe
and,
in the friendship first.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you
well,
so
thanks,
much.
Thanks, Sophia.
Thanks for the call, Sophia.
Thank
Take
you,
good care.
Carrie.
You
thank
too.
You. And, Sophia, we're going to need an update from you as love starts to bloom in the spring like all of the flowers. She has a good story. Okay. we are going to get to our next caller here, and we go from Sophia to Sue, and Sue is also calling about her love life tonight.
Yes, hi, I want to see what you see with that. Thank you.
Hi, Sue. Okay, well, let's take a look here. Okay, well, I want to say, first of all, that I get that this has been really frustrating for you. And, you know, I want to say that I'm glad that you are ready to get back in the ring because I get the impression that you kind of decided to just kind of, like, not do anything for a while. And so now you're finally thinking, well, I don't really want to give up all the way. So I love that you're willing to be courageous and go, okay, I really do want a partner. So let's see here. You know, part of this is that you have always been willing to show up in any way for somebody who needs you. There's a lovely intention. You've got such a giving heart that you're willing to really be there for people and help them. And that includes in relationship. And I feel like what's happened is that you have given so much and not really received a balance in return. And so you end up feeling like you're not getting anything back. So I feel like there's been a lot of disappointment for you in relationship. And, you know, for a lot of people, they would just kind of say, forget it. And like I said, I know you took a reprieve and now you're kind of like, okay, well, let me try this again. And I do feel like you had one really deep, wonderful, connected relationship. And I feel a very deep sense of loss regarding that relationship. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah. Someone I haven't talked to in 4 weeks. I don't know if they want to call back or not. I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm going on a blind date tomorrow that I talk with somebody for 2 weeks, and I'm talking to other people from the Internet.
Okay. I feel like this is older, though, this loss. But anyway, so let's go back to what's happening now. So the main
the other one from years ago, no way, there's no, ugh. This one from four weeks ago, dated three years or whatever, but I don't know if you see him calling again.
No, this isn't it. This deep relationship with loss is from a long time ago. This is from a long time ago. So let's get back to now. My impression is that as far as people in your life right now, I just don't feel like the people that you've had in your life most recently have been people who are really showing up for you in the way that you need and want. So what I want to say to you is, make sure that you let them pursue you. Let them do the work, and let them keep doing the work. Don't give in too much too fast. Don't start doing things for them. Let them pay the bill when you go out to eat. Let them court you, and let them continue courting you. You're because you're so giving and so willing to do so much for people. What ends up happening is, They get lazy. And you need somebody who is willing to invest their time and energy in you and in the relationship with you. Don't let them get lazy. Make them work. Okay, and for those of you who are thinking, wow, she sounds really harsh, let me qualify some of this. A lot of this is teachings from Dr. John Gray, who wrote the Mars-Venus book. And he talks about how, you know, men want to pursue women. It gives them something to do. It keeps them interested. It keeps them interested. So let him pursue you. It's good for the man to do that. And make him keep courting you. They keep their interest. It will be better for you because you'll get an opportunity to have somebody who's giving to you rather than just taking. But it's important for you to really kind of almost stay a little bit more aloof than what you're used to doing. But I guarantee you, if you're willing to do that and really take your time, within the next 6 months, you'll be in the relationship that you want to be in.
No, I can do that.
Yeah. So that being said, what's the first name of the guy that you have a blind date with tomorrow?
I was going to ask you about a couple of people. His name is Frank.
Okay.
And so we're probably going to have to keep it to one person tonight because we've got a bunch of folks that we've got to get to next.
Yeah. Okay, so Frank... You know, Frank is a really nice man. I feel like, you know, you give yourself some time with him. He is a very gentle, kind man. And you may decide that he's not high enough energy for you, but give him some time. This is a really, really kind man. And if you're looking for a quality relationship, this is somebody who's willing to offer a quality relationship. But he's not fancy. He doesn't have, you know, millions of dollars to lavish on someone. But he is a very kind, gentle, consistent, loyal person.
You think I'll think he's cute?
I don't know, but I want to say give him some time. You know, at least give it 2 or 3 dates anyway, okay? Because this is a kind man. He may feel a little bit nervous on this first date, but give him some time and see what happens. Okay?
All right. So I guess I can't ask about...
So
we need to get going. I'm sorry, but I sure appreciate you calling in. Okay, so thanks, Sue. And then our next caller is going to be Sharon, and Sharon's calling about a job.
Yes. Hi, Garrett. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi,
Rebecca.
Sharon. Okay. Hi there. Okay, so let's take a look here.
Do you see me landing a job soon?
I do. Well, you know, here's the thing. You have all the ducks in a row. I see that you've been very meticulous about getting your resume updated and doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. You know, but I want to say there's a lot of stress for you around all of this right now, and I understand that.
Oh.
So what I want to suggest to you is, you know, allow yourself to remember that you are first and foremost a child of God, and God knows what he's doing. Okay? There is a really appropriate job coming up for you. And I want to say this is a career. It's not just a job. It's not just a career move for you.
I had
okay.
one today too. A great company. Go on. But
okay.
Go on.
But I want you to come back to the place of believing that you are worth having what you want, and that God wants that for you.
It's so discouraging, you know. I know.
I understand. I trust me. I understand completely. Okay. If you can, and so get mad. Okay. I always tell people, yes, I get mad. I yell at him. Because I get frustrated too, okay? I get frustrated. I mean, I love my work. I could not love my work more than I do. I absolutely love it every single day. But it doesn't mean that every single day I have the abundance that I would like to have or that I need. However, well, I'll take that back. I always get exactly what I need when I need it, always, every single time. And I can get stressed out about thinking, oh, yeah, we just did Christmas and I shouldn't have spent that much money and now... But you know what? The money always shows up. I always get exactly what I need. So what I've come to do is trust. I've come to trust that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And my very favorite saying is, the will of God will never lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you.
I pray every day. I always have, all my whole life I have. Do you see one coming, though? Can you?
I do. I do. I'm hearing March, and I'm actually hearing that you may get, it may be a situation where you get an offer within the next 2 to 3 weeks, and that by the time they get you through HR and get all the paperwork processed and everything, it'll either be late February or the 1st of March when you start this job. And this is going to be a completely different environment for you. It will be the type of situation you've been looking for a long time. And really the thing is that it's like God has been working to get this situation in place for you. It is coming. And, you know, I want to say, too, that the stresses you have by June will be completely alleviated. Okay?
Oh, Rebecca,
so
you're so sweet.
Start really putting yourself in that place of, this is here and now. I already have what I need. Start praying in gratitude for what you already have that you want in your life.
I do every day. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, and that's beautiful, but you have to, there's an incongruity between the fear that you have about where you've been in the past and where you want to be, and that's the disconnect. And when you can shift that to feeling abundant in this very moment, everything will change for you, everything. And it isn't just that, you know, it's not that you're not going to get the opportunity if you're feeling the lack. But I will tell you that the process will be easier. You will feel less stress, and it will make your quality of life better.
Lighter. I know
yes,
exactly what
absolutely.
You mean.
Absolutely. You can do this. You're already doing it.
Thank you
you're
so much. And Garrett, thank you.
You bet, Sharon.
The other calls. Rebecca, thank you so much. Have a nice evening, okay, Garrett?
Have a nice evening.
Welcome.
And you're going to have to call us back and tell us what a great job you got. So we expect
the
update. Okay, cool.
Rebecca,
thanks,
thank
Sharon.
You.
Okay. You're
bye-bye.
So welcome. Take good care.
Okay. There we go. Now we're going to get, here's the lineup of the calls I've got in queue right now, just so you know, so don't hang up. We've got Candace, then we've got Andy, and then we've got Kathleen, and we're going to start with Candace talking about love. So Candace, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
We're doing
good.
How are
you? How can I help you?
Well, okay, a few months ago I met somebody. I had a instant connection. He also said so himself. And right now we're just friends and taking things extremely, 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 extremely slow. Taking everything day by day.
So what's his first
name?
Mommy.
His name
Mommy.
Is Mac, M-A-C-K.
Mommy.
Okay.
Mommy just had it.
Okay.
So, you know, the thing is, he's one of those people who will take 2 steps forward and take 3.5 back. And, he's very kind and he's very deliberate, but he gets very scared. He doesn't want to do anything wrong. So I want to say that he has very tender feelings for you, but he really, really wants to do everything right. And so for him, it's kind of like, okay, I have to be considerate of her, and I don't want to rush, and I don't want to do anything that's, like, too fast, and, oh, wait a minute, I have to check in. How do I feel about this? So it's great that he actually...
I'm the same exact way.
Well, and it's wonderful. He's so self-aware. Both of you are. So what I want to say is, you know, just try to enjoy it, even at the pace that it's going, because it's a lot easier to take your time and really get to know someone than to jump in and have to put the brakes on and go in reverse. And he doesn't want to do that, and I know you don't either. So I do want to say that I actually see you marrying. It's a question mark right now about whether or not it will be him, but if you guys are both willing to be patient, that is absolutely a possibility. And I see marriage for you within the next 2 to 3 years. So it's not that far off.
Wow. Wow.
So it's, you know, and the thing is, again, this is, you guys are a good match. There are a lot of things that are very compatible between the two of you. It's almost scary how compatible the two of you are.
Bullshit,
and I get that. I think there's a little fear that you might even get a little bored because you like so much of the same thing. But let go of the fear. Does that make sense to you?
No, the thing is, like, he's the most amazing guy I've ever met in my life. And I'll be honest to you. And the thing about that is, like, because he's such a great guy, for a while, I didn't think he likes me. I'll be honest with you, he's so shy.
He's very shy. He's been hurt, and he's had people really take advantage of him. And so it has nothing to do with you and your character. It has to do with his history and his own fear. So just be patient. Just be very patient.
He's working
he thinks you're an amazing woman as well. So just be patient. Yeah. Be patient and enjoy it. It's kind of fun when he's like, oh, am I going to see him? And am I going to get butterflies today? Enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
Yeah. And you know what? We went off first date. I asked him on a date. We were on a first date this past weekend. And it was fun. So incredibly fun.
Mommy!
Oh, yeah. And you will. You will have fun. Absolutely.
Mommy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel Garrett tugging at me, so I've got to get to the next caller.
Yep. So, Candace, you'll have to give us a call back and give us a report, but we wish you lots of luck. So thanks for your call tonight. And our next call is going to be coming from Andy, and Andy is calling about her pets.
Hi, Rebecca. Hi, Garrett.
Hi,
thanks
Andy.
For taking my call.
Hi. Our pleasure. Okay, so what are the pets' names? Just their first name.
Well, I'm particularly worried about my little guy named George at the moment, who's kind of the leader of our little pack.
And Spence's been
a little under the weather.
Yeah, he's under the weather. So the very first thing that comes up is I'm getting lethargic. Almost, if he were emotional, it would be despondent.
Yes.
And I'm getting an issue with the tummy, that I want to say lower rib cage into the tummy area. He's not feeling very well. And my impression is, you know, have you already had him to the vet? Because my impression is that there may be, he may have eaten something or there may be something blocking something there, and it's making him quite uncomfortable. Okay.
Okay.
So,
Yeah,
yes, very
add him
sweet.
To the vet.
He's very sweet.
Oh, he's my love bug.
He's very sweet. Let me see what else here. Is he still quite young? Because he presents to me as a puppy.
He's very young at heart. Let me put it that way. He still plays with his toys and, you know.
You know, what I want to say is that this may be something that there may have been an issue with him when he was a young puppy. That whatever the tummy issue that he had is the same thing. He had this when he was a young pup.
Oh, okay.
So I know that this will come to mind for you, and I want to say he was just a few months old when this happened the first time, and it's the same thing. So it's something that as soon as they figure it out, if you go back and look at the pet records and see what was going on with his tummy, it's the same thing. Okay, and he'll be fine, but it's just you're getting him through this little bit. And it's interesting because I get that the other animals are actually sad that he's feeling badly.
Oh, my God, yes. It's really very cute to watch. They take turns kissing him and, you know.
This has been going on for about 2 or 3 days. So is he making sure he's getting enough water? Because that's my biggest concern, really. as whether or not he's dehydrated at this point. Okay.
He drank quite a bit of water today, and he's on an antibiotic, and he's had like a bit of a cough as well. So he's got some cough pills. I'm just not sure what the best thing to do. I guess just get him back to the vet.
I would take him back to the vet. It feels like some kind of a block, and you know, quite honestly, that can be energetic by lots of mucus. It could also be that there's something in the tummy, but I feel like I do feel like there is something with his tummy and that he's had this before. So the cough may have started because he couldn't take deep breaths because of the little, you know, whatever this thing is that's bothering the tummy. How old is he?
He's actually 13, but he's a little dog, and he's still pretty darn spry.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say that's the word that comes to mind for him. So have this looked at, because this is, like I said, this is something that you've had before.
Okay. Thank you so much. We just adore him.
You're so welcome. All right. Well, lots of love and blessings, and I'll be saying some prayers for little George.
There we go. Thanks, Andy.
You both have a
good
great
luck
night.
To you. Thank you so much.
Too.
Our next caller is Kathleen, and Kathleen is calling from Boston, and she's calling about love.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Kathleen. I'm fine, thanks.
Hi.
Okay. So let's see here.
Okay,
I just want to jump right in, and I want to tell you that there's lots of frustration here for you. Are you still in relationship with this person that you've kind of been going around and around with, or have you ended that?
It's ended.
Okay. Because my impression is that energetically you're still very much involved with that person. So if you, do you want to reconcile or do you want to move on?
Well, there are two, but there's one from when I was 17 years old.
Okay.
And then there was one I met when I divorced in 97. I don't know which one you're talking about.
My impression is that this is somebody that has been more recent. That
no,
this
I
is somebody that,
that,
you know, if you... It's like you still think about this person all the time.
No, the one I'm thinking about...
Is there a J name? Is there a John? John or Joe?
Oh, this is Joe. Joe.
Okay.
I'd love to, but he's with someone. I don't know if he married her or not.
Okay, so that's who comes up. That if you could be with that person, you would be with that person. That's what comes up. So what I want to say to you, and this is important, is that if you want to have a relationship in the here and now, you have to really be willing to let go of the past. And the beautiful thing is, when we have an experience with someone, and we feel very loved and appreciated and accepted and, you know, really loved by that person, we get to take the feelings from that relationship. And we get to remind ourselves that that's possible in the here and now with somebody new. It doesn't have to be the person that we felt that way with before. We can have that in the here and now. Okay? So you can call on the idea of somebody coming in who has the qualities that you've loved about these different men who've been in your life, that you've had these very strong connections with. And that right person is going to show up for you, who will have those qualities and who will really provide that love to you that you're looking for. But you have to be willing to let go of the ones that are no longer in your presence. Okay? Mm-hmm. One of the things that I suggest to people is writing letters. And these are not letters you send to anyone. If you're seeing a therapist and you want to share them with your therapist, great.
I've done that too. I wrote a letter and I never sent it months ago.
Yeah, these aren't to send. These are for you to say anything and everything you've ever wanted to say. So if you're angry, write about being angry. You want to call them names, call them names. You want to tell them how much you love them, how much you broke your heart. Anything and everything is okay to write in these letters, and then take it and burn it. If you don't have a fireplace, take it outside and tear it up and throw it away, or you can bury it. And as you're burning it or tearing it up, you ask that the energy be changed into light and love for the highest good of all. Okay, it's just an opportunity for you to release these old feelings that are continuing to keep you tied to the past. Okay, and sometimes we need to write more than one letter, especially somebody you've been you were involved with for a very long time and had a very strong connection with, you may feel the need to write more than one letter. But what will happen is you'll show up and say, okay, I'm going to let myself write a letter, and it's like, I don't feel like I have anything left to say. And when you feel that, then you know you're clear. Okay, and that's going to bring
somebody in. Do you have a time frame of, I understand what you're saying, and I have written
a letter. Yeah, if you're willing to let go of the old stuff, my impression is I'm hearing fall, like September, October for you, and it'll be something out of the blue. Yes, it'll be something out of the blue, but you have to come to the present. When you're ready to let go of the old and you come into the present and you really start loving yourself and loving your life, you know, do the things that I suggested earlier about, you know, taking classes or doing things that you love to do that would be in a group environment so you can meet people who are like-minded. Those
do
are the
you have
things
an
that
idea
you do.
Of a name or where I'd meet them?
I'm getting an M name, like Mark, and I will say that sometimes it's a last name, but I'm getting an M name. As far as where you might meet him, I actually see that this is something outdoors.
And do you have an idea what type of business he's in?
I don't. I've got you know, a possible name, and that you meet him outdoors, and that this is. It may even be that you're at a restaurant, but you step outside. But it's that kind of a feeling. And again, I'm hearing September. So you know, let go of the old stuff, so that you can be in your life right now. And you can open your heart to really having love in your life right now. Okay?
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate the reading so much.
You're
thank
so
you
welcome.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Have a great
take
night.
Care.
And love's on its way. We've got two more callers tonight. We've got Amira calling in and Roxanne calling in. Just a big thank you to everybody who's in the chat room and also calling in that's on the line but haven't been screened yet. We will not be getting to you tonight. I would love to tell you that, but we've just got an hour show. If you do want to have more time with Rebecca or actually schedule a session, book a private reading with her by clicking the little link that's on the show page. You can do that, fill out your 411, and she'll get back to you and go through all of that fun stuff with you. Also, Rebecca talked about letter writing, but I've read her book and I followed the book, The List. The link is on the show page right now as well. You can go buy that book tonight and have some homework that will improve your life immediately. So with that, let's get to our last two calls. We've got Amira, and there we go. Amira, I thought I lost you there. You're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi there. Good evening, Rebecca. It's so nice to hear from you. How are you?
Hi, Amira. It's nice to hear from you. I'm doing well. How can I help you tonight?
Thank you very much. Well, I just wanted to ask a career question, actually. I've been going through a tough time recently. I've just been very lost, feeling really lost, and kind of going into bouts of depression about what I want to do with my life and how I can become more independent. And I just always draw a blank when it comes to figuring out what to do. I've already graduated school, and I'm just having a lot of confusion surrounding, you know, the kind of career that would really make me happy. So I was wondering if I can get your advice about how to clarify this, or do you see me getting into a career that's going to be, you know, hopefully making me happy in the near future?
Okay. All right. Well, so first of all, what I want to say is, you know, make sure that you're doing something each day that you love to do. It can be something really simple.
Right.
If you like
to
go out in the garden. I'm sorry?
I love to ride my bike.
Okay, great. So try to get out and ride your bike for at least, if you can do 20 minutes a day, that would be awesome. If you can't, at least get out and get on it and ride around the block.
Okay.
But get out and do something that you love every single day, because that will help with the depression. I mean, if you feel very depressed or chronic depressed, obviously it's a really good idea to go see your doctor, and your doctor may recommend some counseling. The other thing that I want to suggest is if you have alumni benefits from your college, find out if you can go and talk to a career counselor there, okay? The reason I'm saying this is not because I don't want to do the reading. I'm going to do a reading for you as well. But the reason that I'm suggesting all of that is that sometimes going through the process of actually talking to somebody on an ongoing basis, you know, even if it's only for a couple of weeks, you get to have that dialogue and that feedback and really sit with ideas until you get clarity about what it is you want to do.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So there, you know, there's a reason that they have career guidance counselors at the colleges, okay?
Right.
So let me just put that out there to you.
Thank you.
Now,
thank
the other thing is, let's see here. So there's two things that come up. You're very creative, but you're also a very concrete, factual kind of thinker. So you have both sides of the brains that work very, very well, both of them. And what happens is there's a part of you that really wants to follow your passion, but the logical part of you almost talks you out of it.
Right.
So I want to say, first of all, stop that.
Okay.
Okay? Because nobody's dreams came true because they talked themselves out of following their dreams.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay.
Do you know exactly what you're talking about? Like what kind of creative thing I should pursue? Or just in general?
Well, just in general, it's let's see here. I mean, one of the things that comes up, well, music is something that comes up, but I also get that you're very creative when it comes to color and art, and I almost feel like this is something you haven't really explored much because you really judged it instead of just letting yourself do it. But my impression is that, you know, watercolors and oil painting, like, you have a very free-form style, and I wouldn't see you, you know, doing portraits of people, but I could see you doing, you know, just using colors and blending them together in a way that's very pleasing. So it's more like an abstract type of art.
Yeah.
But you have quite a lot of expression in that. So what comes to mind is either is maybe doing some, like, art therapy for kids, or even, you know, if you want to bring music into it, doing a music therapy for kids. But I could see you working with kids, but I feel like it wouldn't be the really young ones. I feel like this might be, like, maybe high school kids, maybe junior high or high school. Because my impression is that you relate to, you know, older kids, if you will, that the way that they think works more in line with the way that you think, and you relate to that a little bit better than the really, really young ones.
Okay.
But I feel like this is a really good marriage between your logical mind and your creativity. And because I also get a strong desire on your part to want to empower other people. It's right now, my impression is that some of the self-exploration that's going on it has to do with your getting the experience and the wisdom so that you can help others feel empowered.
Okay.
Because you've been in a place where you feel very empowered, and right now you don't. And so as you become more empowered feeling again, it's like you'll understand that process in a way that you'll be able to actually work with people and help them come into a place of feeling empowered as well.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It does a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just so hard to, like, find a concrete job, you know?
I know. Well, I mean, it's like if you gave up the creativity, yes, you could go study medicine, you could go study law because your brain works that way. But my impression is that that feels very dry for you. That doesn't actually feed your soul. So you have to bring a creative component into it.
Okay. Thank you so much for your advice. I appreciate it, honey.
You're
Thanks,
so
Amara.
Welcome.
Have a great night and good luck to you. And we've got one more call tonight, and it's Roxanne. Roxanne, you are live with Rebecca. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, thank you for having me. I am interested in what is going on with my boyfriend and how he feels about me.
Okay, what's his first name?
His first name is Sid.
Okay. Okay, so what I want to say is right now, Sid's going through a lot of frustration, and I get that part of this is his work situation or school, whatever that is that's taking up a big chunk of his time. And I also get that there's a situation going on with his family where there's some pressure and there's some discord there. So I feel like there's been an ongoing issue that there's been arguments in the family about, and he's having a very difficult time with that. So with you, he's not upset with you. It's just he doesn't have the time or energy to give to you right now. And I get that you may be feeling a little bit neglected or a little bit ignored. But it's almost like right now he just kind of needs you to be okay so we can deal with this other stuff. Does this make sense? This home stuff and these other obligations are really, they're providing a lot of stress for him right now. So what I want to suggest to you is, you know, when he says he has time, do something fun. Just make it lighthearted. Don't talk about anything serious. Give him an opportunity to just almost have these little mini vacations when he's with you, so that he's not so stressed out, because being with you actually calms him down. It makes him feel better. And so it's don't put any pressure on him right now. You know, try to just be patient. And if he says, look, I can see you a week from Friday, say, great, what would you like to do? And you want me to plan it because I know you're busy. So not that you want to do that all the time, but just be happy about when he can see you. If you kind of start going into the,
oh, I don't get to see you until then. If you do that, that's just going to cause more stress for him because he wants to make you happy. Okay?
Uh-huh.
He wants to fix everything in his life right now, and he can't. So be supportive. Allow him to be going through what he's going through and try to make things as positive and light and loving as you can right now. And that will really, really help him. The other thing is that will really cement this relationship for him because he really does care a lot about you. But there's so much other pressure going on right now. He cannot handle one more thing. Okay? So this
okay.
would not be the time to expect a ring for Valentine's Day, okay? Because he can't... There's no more pressure right now. Just make it fun and lighthearted and enjoy your time with him. He cares very much about you. And like I said, this will really help solidify the trust that he has in you by your being able to be patient while he's going through this difficult time.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
You pretty much got it all right there. You really did.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
There you go, Roxanne.
Thank you. Have
Thanks,
a good
Roxanne.
Life.
Good luck to you. Rebecca, can you believe it?
In Zoom, it just goes so fast.
It flies
crazy.
By. It doesn't matter if it was 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning or 7 p.m. on a Wednesday night. Goodness gracious.
Yes.
Wow. What a treat. I love having you back. I hope you'll come back next month or whenever it is you want to come back. The door is always open for you. But I know everybody loves talking
you.
To you.
I would love to.
Okay.
Thank
so we'll figure
you.
That out
Thank
off air. Any closing thoughts you want to give to our listeners before we head out?
Just, you know, one really quick thing. If you have New Year's resolutions, these are the four keys, okay? And I have more information if you want it. But the first one is get really clear. Clarify what your goal is. The second thing is have the courage to step up and do it. The third thing is make a commitment to yourself that you're worth achieving whatever that goal is. And the fourth thing is be consistent. It's a consistency every single day that actually gets you to the finish line. So if you want more information about this, send me an email, Rebecca@IamRebecca.com. And happiest 2015 to all of you. Thank you so much for listening in tonight.
There we go. We'll see you, and Rebecca, I'll talk to you offline, but everybody else have a great night. Don't forget to come back tomorrow for Nancy Mills. She's talking about being a spirited woman, and then Lester Green from New York City is also on the show tomorrow night talking about his brand new book. And Friday, Christian singer Mark Cave Jr. playing his album Living on Love. We will see you on Thursday. Don't drive distracted, folks. We'll see you
You've
later.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.